Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Q2 2016 investor call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Ms. Aurora Davidson. Please go ahead, Ms. Davidson.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Q2 2016 investor conference call of Amerigo Resources Limited on Thursday, August 11, 2016. I am Aurora Davidson, the company's Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin our presentation, let me caution you that our comments and discussions will include forward-looking information within the meaning of the applicable securities legislation. Such forward-looking information will include, among other things, forecasts and projections about our copper production for 2016, which involves known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause the actual results, performance, or achievements to be materially different from such forecasts and projections. Therefore, although we believe that the anticipated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by the forward-looking information are based on reasonable assumptions and expectations, you should not place undue reliance on such forward-looking information. You should review our press release issued on August 8, 2016, and our other documents filed with the securities authorities in Canada, including our annual information form under the heading Description of the Business Risk Factors. This document describes the material factors and assumptions that were applied in drawing the conclusions and making the forecasts and projections as reflected in the forward-looking information, and the material factors that could cause our actual results, performance, or achievements to differ materially. Except as required by law, we undertake no obligation to update or revise any forward-looking information made in this presentation. Now, I would like to introduce the company's President and Chief Executive Officer, Rob Henderson.
Thank you, Aurora, and thank you for everyone joining the call. For the second quarter of 2016, the company posted revenue of $19.3 million and a net loss of $3.6 million. The group's recorded copper price for the quarter was $2.10 per pound, and that compared to $2.65 per pound in Q2 last year. And we continue to be negatively impacted by the low copper prices. MVC are continuing to improve on all the aspects under their control. And for the quarter, MVC produced a record 14.4 million pounds of copper at a cash cost of $1.65 per pound. The Calcanus deposit is performing very well and is meeting all expectations. MVC produced 8.2 million pounds of copper from the historic Calcanus deposit, 5.6 million pounds of copper from the fresh tailings, and 500,000 pound from Maricunga. The ramp-up in copper production is expected to continue to improve over the next two quarters as the quality of the Calcanus material improves with depth. So in Q3 and Q4, MVC is targeting production of 16 million pounds per quarter at a cash cost of approximately $1.55 a pound. Consequently, our guidance for the year of 2016 is maintained for MVC to deliver 55 to 60 million pounds of copper at an annual cash cost of $1.65 to $1.85 per pound of copper. What we've seen in the last quarter is that the molybdenum content in the Calcanus tailings is approximately double that from previous years. And in addition this year, the moly price has increased from a low of $5 per pound to the current price of around $7. So consequently, MVC will be starting up their moly plant again in Q3, and we expect to be producing moly this year. Negotiations on the Codelco royalty are still in progress. We believe that our royalty rate is excessive under the current low copper price environment and is not sustainable. El Teniente received $5 million of royalties from MVC in Q2, whilst MVC incurred a loss. Our partner, El Teniente, has been supportive, and they deferred royalties for 4 months, March to June, when talks were scheduled to be complete. Unfortunately, there were several management changes at Codelco, and El Teniente did not succeed in obtaining support from the head office for a revised royalty formula. Codelco, as we well know, operates very slowly. We had several meetings with senior Codelco management in July, and we believe that we do have some progress now, and we're expecting a new proposal from El Teniente this month. However, this may still take some time to be ratified by the head office. Our key objective this year is to complete the Cauquenes ramp-up program and to ensure MVC's liquidity. We've made a substantial investment into MVC, and I believe that we are now well-positioned to take advantage of future increases in copper price. I'll now hand over to Aurora to discuss the financials for Q2.
Thank you, Rob. Our results in Q2 continue to be very positive in terms of production and costs. MVC reached record production of 14.4 million pounds of copper, and cash cost was $1.65 per pound, the lowest cash cost posted by the company since 2009. These milestones are the result of the successful development of Phase 1 of the Cauquenes project at MVC. Similar to the prior reporting quarter, the price of copper continued at low levels, with an average LME copper price of $2.15 per pound and a realized copper price of $2.10 per pound at MVC, whose production is priced on an M plus 3 basis. This is a significant drop from the $2.65 per pound price, which we realized in the comparative period of Q2 2015. Lower copper prices continue to stress financial results, and the company posted a net loss of $3.6 million in Q2, down from a loss of $4.4 million in Q1 2016. Our full cost structure per pound of copper includes cash cost of $1.65, 9 cents for sustaining capex, 25 cents for debt service, and approximately 36 cents for current DET royalties to El Teniente. Discussions with El Teniente, as Rob mentioned already, are ongoing in respect of royalties at low copper prices. In Q2 2016, MVC made the scheduled first semi-annual repayment of the bank loan taken to finance the Phase 1 of the Cauquenes project in the amount of $5.4 million. MVC also repaid $5.3 million that remained outstanding of a $9 million value-added tax loan, which was also undertaken for the Cauquenes expansion. The company's ending cash position after debt repayments was strong at $9 million. The next financing milestone for MVC is on December 30th, when a second semi-annual payment, also of $5.4 million, is expected to take place. At current copper prices, the company does not anticipate any problem in making this payment. That is the extent of my comments, and we now welcome questions from the call participants.
Thank you, Ms. Davidson. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participant registers for questions. Thank you for your patience. The first question is from Joseph Rigar of Newport Beach. You may proceed, sir.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for taking the questions. Rob, first, on your end, moly production, you know, turning the circuit back on, any guidance you can give us as to rest of the year, what you might get there as, you know, number of pounds?
Morning, Joe. Thanks for the question. We're going to be starting to ramp up the plant slowly. The annual run rate we expect from Cauquenes is in the order of, you know, 1.4 million pounds a year. We hope to be in full production in Q4 at that run rate. And the cash costs that we expect from moly is in the order of, you know, $5 to $6 per pound. So it's not a material increase in revenue. So we're talking about, you know, $1 or $2 million per year additional revenue at today's moly price. So it's interesting, but it's not a material event for us.
Okay, that's helpful. At least though, they have kind of a guideline, a ratio. Second thing, revenue reconciling the price you guys say is your realized price. I think it was 210 in the quarter, but delivered pounds was like 14.5 million and revenue was like 28 and change on a gross basis. That works out to like $1.95, $1.96, just back of the envelope. What's the discrepancy there on the gross revenue side? All the netting works out fine, but just that on that gross side, it seems like the pricing is matching up. Last quarter, the discrepancy was like 3 or 4 cents. This time, it's a little bit more.
The discrepancy is on the basis that we are getting paid on prices on an N plus 3 basis. So essentially, our we have an ongoing factoring of settlement adjustments for prior quarter provisionally priced production that gets settled in respect of this quarter. And so, for example, Q1 production was priced at provisional March prices that effectively became realized in April, May, and June, and those prices were lower than the original provisional price.
Okay. The color's helpful. I'll turn it over.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from John Polcari of New York. You may proceed.
Thank you. Good morning. A couple of issues or questions here on the Mali. How much CapEx would be required to get it up and running?
Hi, John.
Hi.
Yeah, thanks for the question. Very minimal, really. It's essentially, we mothballed the plant last year.
Right.
And we're essentially just going to be starting up it again. So it's just a matter of refurbishing the plant. So it's really minimal CapEx. We're not doing any major changes to the plant. We're running it much better as we were before.
And I assume you must have some confidence in at least a minimum price of $5 in order before you made the decision to restart, right?
We haven't hedged any prices, but we've seen the Mali price go up pretty steadily over the course of this year. So we're hoping that it's going to stay up there. If it does go back down again, then we'll just have to mothball the plant again. So
okay. And that's not a major financial consideration, I guess, mothballing it, right? It's
nominal. No, it's not. It really isn't. We can turn that on and off relatively easily.
And not to overly focus on the Mali, it's not a big piece, but you said the recovery rates were double historic rates from which mine?
So what we're seeing is the Calcanus deposit has a lot more Mali in it.
Okay.
Than Colliwis ever had. So previously when we were running at 700,000 pounds a year of Mali, we're now targeting approximately double that, so 1.4 million pounds a year of Mali, thanks to the higher grades in Calcanus.
Great. And on the copper side, would you envision, if in fact the royalty payments were ever adjusted, they would move to some kind of a floating regimen or regime, or just a lower fixed rate, or do you have a preference? Or I know you can't discuss the negotiations, but
we don't really have a preference how it's structured. As long as they come down from current levels. We had gone down the road quite a bit with El Teniente on just revising the values in the formula that we currently have.
Right.
But that hit roadblocks at head office, and so now we're looking at an alternative proposal, which we've yet to see. So we'll wait and see. But I think there is certainly understanding from El Teniente and Codelco that the current formula is not sustainable and it needs to change. So
there might be a little room for negotiation as opposed to just hitting a dead end.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, as it exists today, with the royalty where it is today, and the costs where they are today, all in, what are we looking at? About a 225 copper price to generate the break even?
235. Yeah, and I'm including sustaining capex and debt servicing there.
Okay, all right. So that's everything. That's the kitchen sink.
Yeah, you know, debt service at 25 cents, that's probably the biggest additional one.
The payments on the debt service are semi-annual for 6 years, is that correct?
That is correct.
And what is the, just refresh, I don't have the financials in front of me, what's the rate again, or is it float?
We have 75% of the facility fixed. And we have 25% of the facility floating, and I'll just confirm the rate for you. It's currently 5.81%.
Blended, or is that the fixed piece, or?
That is the floating one. The fixed piece a little bit higher than that, about 6.5%.
Okay. All right. I think. That was it. Thank you. And I commend you on the job you've done under the circumstances and the current commodity price levels.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting back over to Ms. Davidson. You may proceed.
Thank you. Thank you for participating in the call, and thank you for your questions. We look forward to our next conference call 3 months from now. Thank you.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time. We thank you for your participation.